You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So I am here with
Tom Clayton
and
Tommy Watts.
And you guys are from the Cat Radio, is that correct?
Yeah, we're from the Cat Radio Warrington Campus Represent.
Amazing. And you have just won the award for Best Training Initiative.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long this is going to take to sink in. I mean, it's not even something personal to me. It's just like, I feel so happy for the Cat Radio. We've done such an amazing job this year. I've been so lucky to be part of the management team, and everyone has done such a good job, and this award really shows everything.
Yeah. So what are your roles in the station?
I'm a second year, I'm a presenter, so I can't really take much credit for it. But the third years this year, I've been absolutely smashing it, and they've really taken the station to like the next level. So hats off to the third years and putting together this training program that we've now got. So it's absolutely wicked.
Amazing. And what's your role?
I'm one of the weekday managers. I leave in about 6 weeks. So, you know, it's all a bit daunting. This is a really good way to cap off my 3 years. But no, the rest of the managers deserve to pick this up more than I do. It's just I could afford to come down more than anything. No, everyone's been epic in the whole management team. Really, really proud of all of them.
That's amazing. Okay, so you won it for Best Training Initiative. So how would you go about training me?
Tom, you should answer that one.
Well, we'd start off by sending you to our training managers. We have two of them in the station, Josh Baldwin, Chris Salmon. They'll take you into the studio, show you how to do the desk, how to work the Myriad system, how to work the workstation as well. They'll show you the copy of the training manual that's always in there. But then not only that, we'll give you access to all of the industry people we get in. Like every week this year, we've had someone come in from the industry. So we've had like Stu Tolan come in from Rock FM, Fiona Sadler from Key 103, Daryl Morris and Sam Van Geffen come in. And they've done specialist one-off shows and given us tips and
the tricks. Industry speakers are the best thing as well, that really like contributes to the training program, because they're not just sort of educate, they inspire the new guys. And really like getting people on board initially on the first year, I think is crucial. And getting people their own show and like getting that kind of inspiration initially. I think that's what the Cat's great at doing.
That sounds amazing. I'd give you a award right now. Another thing that we're doing is, can you give us on a scale of 1 to 1,000 how happy you are?
If I do that, I may swear and break Ofcom rules. So
Ofcom rules?
Well, any kind of rules.
It's a podcast. You're allowed to swear.
We want on a podcast, bro.
calm down.
No, we're pretty woohoo.
It doesn't sound that woohoo to me.
I was pretty confident in it, because I know the third years have just smashed it this year and they've done a great job. But actually, a lot of nominations. So yeah, pretty shocked, but really happy.
Yeah. That's amazing, guys. Well done. Thank you so much for speaking to me. I like your little glass thing. Where is that going to go? Is it going to go in your...
Michelle Pontos. It's probably going to go on our lecturer's desk, isn't it?
Yeah, more than
along with her other awards.
This is probably the last time we'll ever see it, to be fair. So keeping hold of it as tight as we can until we drive back up to Warrington tomorrow night, which is going to be mad.
Who keeps the award then?
Michelle will keep it, probably.
It's not her award.
Well, it's the Cat's award, but she's going to look after it because she's kind of head of radio.
She's got enough awards.
Who is Michelle?
Michelle Ponting is the head of radio at the University of Chester. She's also former head of news at Key 103, sorry. And she's been really good for us getting all of the links, and I feel an awful lot more comfortable after this year because she's given me so many links, and she's been absolutely amazing. She's pushed us really hard. I'm not going to lie, she has pushed us extremely hard, but I feel it's so worth it.
Worth it in the end. You won the award, and that's all that counts. They're woohooing out there.
Absolutely.
Well done, guys.